He's never farmed a day in his life.
Yeah, what do you know about farming,
I picked
city
cotton
boy?
One time. Why are you looking at him?
He's right there.
You don't want to step on your promo here. Go ahead.
No.
Finish it up.
We had a cotton field across from us when we lived down in...
Kirby Davidson here for cotton.
When we lived south of Fort Worth. That's downtown Fort Worth. Like, I think we lived near Burleson or something like that. Something mm-hmm. weird. And there was a cotton field. And so we went across the field, and my mom showed me and my sister when we were little how to pick cotton. And it hurt, and we bled, and I was like, this is terrible.
Were you doing it wrong?
Well, there's, like, stickers in there. They don't tell you that.
What? Where don't they tell you that?
In school. They don't tell you that.
I ran away from home once.
Go on. And...
Well, we got some good stories breaking out here.
It has to do with cotton. And spent 4 hours away from home in a cotton field, and I had a sandwich. And at some point, I had to go to the bathroom, number two, and I wiped my butt with cotton. And then I came home.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you remember trying to pick that cotton, though, and saying, like, whoa?
I'd done it before. My grandparents picked cotton,
okay,
like, a lot when they were younger. So granddaddy taught me how to do it.
And
so.
Did you just leave it there?
Yeah, I just left it. I mean, it's, you know, biodegradable.
And then
poop and cotton.
And
what
then
do you
somebody
want?
Got, like, a Hanes doo-doo shirt.
No, I used the cotton ball from the cotton
I know,
that I picked.
I know. But then did you dispose of it?
Because yeah, I just
you...
threw it on the ground.
Okay, well, that's what I'm saying. Maybe like then when it was time to actually get the cotton to make the Hanes shirt,
yeah,
someone got a doo-doo shirt.
They didn't pick that one.
This is how I know I finally made the show. I was here for one of Danny's stories live.
Text that one to your elected official next year.
Okay, so earlier in the day, we had a really funny Danny moment. That somebody has already transcribed on the Soche. And as Bob said, he finally feels like he's officially part of the program,
yeah,
because he was
big.
Here live for a Danny story moment.
I finally got one.
So here is the aforementioned Danny story moment.
I ran away from home once and spent 4 hours away from home in a cotton field, and I had a sandwich, and at some point I had to go to the bathroom, number two, and I wiped my butt with cotton, and then I came home. We had to edit out some long Corby laughs for content.
That's wonderful.
Play it one more time.
Why do I sound special?
You are.
I ran away from home once and spent 4 hours away from home in a cotton field, and I had a sandwich, and at some point I had to go to the bathroom, number two, and I wiped my butt with cotton. And then I came home.
Yeah, the first part is...
There's a lot of...
I ran away from home once, and then there, you just stopped. And we were
I
both like...
I ran away from home once.
And that's when I thought it was a drop.
And we were both like,
you
go
know what,
on.
You know what happened there? Because I wanted to tell you guys were talking about cotton fields and that you've actually picked cotton from a stalk. And I was like, yeah, I've done that. But... I reminded myself of what I did when I did that, but
yeah.
Then once I issued those words, I knew...
You had to keep going.
No, I knew immediately what was going to happen.
Yeah.
That I was in the middle of me and my friend were boxing or...
Yeah.
Yeah. I just knew. I'm going to sound like a moron.
Yeah, but you satisfied pretty much the five questions that any journalist is trying to answer, right? The how, what, why, when, and where.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And I had a
yeah.
sandwich. Uh-huh. Which sounds very much like another drop.
Like, when did you run away from
home,
Danny?
I had some ice.
You remember that story?
Yeah, of course I do.
Ran away from home once.
In the line at Arby's. And I had some ice.
And I had a sandwich.